Continue our reading through the Gospel of Matthew. We're in Matthew chapter 8 this morning. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. This is page 1033 if you're using the Pew Bible. Matthew has recorded for us, of course, what we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount. As many would say, the greatest sermon ever preached. And as you come to the end of chapter 7, the statement is made that the crowds were astonished at his teaching, as he was one who was teaching with authority, not as their scribes. So there's something being highlighted about the authority displayed in Jesus' teaching. Well, Matthew's going to turn now in chapter 8 and seeing something of not only his authority in his teaching, but his power on display, his great power as the Messiah, as he's come to save his people from their sins. And so you see it in this way. There is a display of his power in the ways in which he heals. Almost, we might say, it seems effortless. He's simply touching and speaking. It shows that he's, while he's in the flesh, he's God in the flesh. And he has great power to heal and to heal from sin and all of its effects. But more than that, he's one filled with great compassion and mercy as he deals with people in their distressing sort of times. People are coming to him, appealing to him, having a leprous disease, having a flow of, or we see later times, flows of blood and things like that. Here, a centurion with a servant who is unwell. And then later, Peter's mother-in-law. And there's this language in verse 17 that he's come to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that he took our illnesses and bore our diseases. And you see what's being displayed there in the Lord Jesus. Not only power to save, but it's joined with pity as we sing. This great Savior who has compassion. These things are a proof of who he is and what he is and what he's come to do. And you'll note that he highlights again and again faith. He does not want people to be confused. It wasn't it's not some magic tricks or something like that. It is faith. It is great faith, as he highlights in this centurion. And it's a call for us to have faith in the Lord Jesus, that he would heal us and make us right before God in every way. Well, it's a wonderful text to show us the power and compassion of our Savior, all that he's come to do. Let's give our attention to the reading of it. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly, I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God abides forever.